Thank you for joining us again today here at the CGMF Prayer Line. And I think I have a message for you today that will hopefully encourage your lives, but also give you some new perspective. It's on stop. Let's get it right. Stop. Let's get it right. Turn with me to the book of Luke, chapter 22, 46 through 56. And once again, we're talking about stop. Let's get it right. While Jesus was still speaking, a crowd appeared, and the one called Judas, one of the 12, was leading them. He approached Jesus to kiss him. Jesus said to him, "Judas, would you betray the human one with a kiss?" When those around him recognized what was about to happen, they said, "Lord, should we fight with our swords?" One of them struck the high priest's servant, cutting off his right ear. Jesus responded, "Stop. No more of this." He touched the slave's ear and healed him. Then Jesus said to the chief priests, the officers of the temple guard, and the elders who had come to get him, "Have you come with swords and clubs to arrest me as though I were a thief? Day after day I was with you in the temple, but you didn't arrest me. But this is your time when darkness rules." Sometimes we need to stop and gain some perspective on things. And Jesus, on various occasions I'm noticing in the scripture, especially in the Gospels, you see it from some of the other authors of the scriptures as well, there is this place of trying to get people to recognize what is going on in all the circumstances and surroundings of what is happening in their current lives. And Jesus here, in this very powerful presentation here in the Gospel of Luke, is about to be arrested. And as he's about to be arrested, you know, the disciples want to come to his defense and they chop off someone's ear. Jesus said to stop, no more of this. He touched and healed the slave's ear. You know, so many times we do not stop what we're doing to gain perspective in the moment. We just keep on barreling on, or we kind of lose our understanding of where we're at in the midst of the surrounding periphery of what is transpiring around us. It's like going on a trip and a cloud comes in, or a fog comes in our way, or it's raining really badly, and we can't really gauge where we're at. And so we truly depend upon a GPS. We truly depend upon somebody's knowing the surroundings in whatever vague way you can pick up on it. If we're not careful sometimes, when we're headed in the wrong direction or we're not seeing things clearly, we end up doing terrible things, inappropriate actions come about, and we find ourselves at loss, or we get into an accident. It doesn't matter what it is in life. We need to take a breath sometimes, stop, and let's get it right, and begin to look at things in a new way, in a fresh attitude. You know, this current election we had here a few days ago is a good case in point. Many of us got caught up in our emotions. We were wondering about what's going on. We wanted our side to win, or this thing, that thing, or the other thing, right? But in the midst of it, you know, we listened to some of these things going on, and we didn't really catch the little things that maybe would have told us more so what's going on, or where the nation's headed, or etc. You know, we can get that way in our personal lives as well. We just get caught up in the moment. We get caught up in the excitement. We get caught up with what's going on, and we just miss it. There are times of repose in God that are so important. Daily prayer, finding your way in the Lord, meditating upon the Lord. Stop. Let's get it right. I want to read a devotion to you, if I could, for a moment. It was from this month's Our Daily Bread, if I remember correctly. Let me see. November 3rd, I think it was. And it's really good. It's called The Truth About Maps, and I think you'll like this. GPS is the latest way for travelers to find the best route to their destination. But my husband and I still navigate the old-fashioned way with maps. This is from Julie Ackerman in her link into Our Daily Bread. In general, I am not directionally challenged, but it seems that way when I try to navigate while the car is moving. Even though I know where we want to end up, I can't figure out the best way to get there if we don't stop to find out where we are. I need to get my bearings. And that happens a lot. This can be true in our spiritual life as well. when we try to figure out the way God wants us to go, we need to stop and get our spiritual bearings. If we don't, we are likely to end up lost in unintended places, situations, or relationships. In helping his disciples navigate life and find their way through the traps and temptations of this world, Jesus often said, stop. Stop grumbling. Stop judging by mere appearances. Stop doubting and believing. You have various scriptures for these in John 6:43, 7:24, and chapter 20, verse 27 in the NIV. To follow Jesus, we frequently have to stop something we are doing that's wrong. As we depend on his guidance, we will learn to go in the way he says is right. Remember this psalm? Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me, and know my anxieties, and see if there is a wicked way in me, and lead me in thy everlasting way. Remember, God's way is the right way to go. You know, in closing, I'll never forget how many times my dad would always figure he knew where he was going, right, when he was driving. And it would be funny that my mom would sit there and go, Bill, we need to pull over and find out where we're at. No, I know where I'm going, etc. You know, finally, at times we'd pull over and we'd get to a gas station. Back then, you could get to a full-service gas station and get some good directions. Nowadays, they're usually convenience stores and sometimes you don't get the same service, but that's another story for another day. But Dad would get the right directions. Okay, Maxine, you know, this is what we need to do. And, you know, we find the place, right? You know, sometimes wives are good for that. They sit there and the husband just keeps on going brave and bold. And, honey, stop. I think we need to pull over. You know, it's that way in life sometimes, guys. We need to stop and pull over. Does that sound right? You know, I think it's appropriate. And sometimes we don't pull over. We just keep on barreling along. We miss our exits. We're in the wrong place, whatever it is, in our pathway of life. Today, I hope that you'll stop and you'll get it right when it comes to the exits on your pathway of life, on the road of life you're leading. And you'll take the right directions, get in the right places, and see God's grace and power and blessing fulfilled in your life. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word today. I pray that it's a blessing to those who heard it today, and I pray that they'll be ministered to and they will stop and get it right. And I pray that, Lord, you would help each and every one of us in our lives to be able to listen to you and to know the voice of the Lord. God, forgive me when I fail and I've taken the wrong appropriate exit, or I've done those things that have been incorrect in my perception in a circumstance, and I've hurt somebody, just like that person who chopped off the ear of that slave, and Jesus had to heal and minister. You had to heal and minister to that person. Lord, I don't want you to have to correct things like that in my life. Help me, Lord. I pray to be alert. I pray to be aware. I pray to be in season and out of season, aware, alert, and alive in your Holy Spirit, gaining the perspective from heaven with an understanding heart. Heavenly Father, help each and every one of us to have that. God, and I pray you'd help and touch and minister at the point of need in each and every one's life today who's called into the prayer line. And they could have problems in relationships. They could have problems at work. They could have problems with paychecks. They could have problems with just a whole slew of different things. But I pray as they speak out those needs to you that, God, you'll hear their prayer. You'll touch their lives. You'll show that you are the living God whose compassions fail not, and minister to your children today. You have covenant with, and to those who do not know you, Lord, that they would call upon you and ask you to come into their heart and forgive them of their sins and direct them in the right paths and see them walk in the powers of the waters of baptism, see the victory of God through the work and the witness of the Holy Spirit in their daily life. We thank you and we praise you for this new day. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for being with us today. I hope that this message was a blessing to you. If you need to reach us at Covenant Grace Ministries, please call us at 646-926-0401 or email us at cgmfinc@gmail.com. God bless you. Till next time on the prayer line.